Now turn to Section 4. Section 4. You will hear part of an environmental science lecture on bottom trawling fishing in New Zealand. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning. Today in this environmental sciences lecture, we're going to look at bottom trawling, and we will focus this time on our own waters here in New Zealand. The area of ocean and seabed out 200 nautical miles from New Zealand's coastline is called the Exclusive Economic Zone, or EEZ. This area covers approximately 3.9 million square kilometres and is the fifth largest EEZ in the world. The depth of the sea within this area can extend to 10,000 metres. The marine landscapes within New Zealand's EEZ include spectacular underwater mountains, valleys, geysers, and muddy flats. These are home to coral, sponges, and other unique forms of marine life. Fishing can damage the seabed and the corals, sponges, and other life found there, particularly when bottom trawl or dredge fishing gear is used. How much damage occurs depends on a number of factors, including the type of seabed habitat that is being fished and the particular equipment being used. Conservation groups say bottom trawling is the most destructive type of fishing undertaken in the world's oceans today. Bottom trawling involves dragging huge heavy nets along the sea floor. Large metal plates and rubber wheels attached to these nets move along the bottom and crush nearly everything in their path. The bottom trawling net indiscriminately catches every life and object it encounters. Thus, many creatures end up mistakenly caught and thrown overboard, dead or dying, including endangered fish and even vulnerable deep-sea corals, which can live for several hundred years. This collateral damage, which is known as the bycatch, can amount to 90% of a trawl's total catch. Conservationists claim that all evidence indicates that deep-water life forms are very slow to recover from such damage, taking decades to hundreds of years if they recover at all. Commercial fishing companies, not surprisingly, tell a different story. All human activity has some degree of impact on the natural environment. What is important is that these activities are closely monitored to ensure that impacts are managed and kept to an acceptable level. The New Zealand Ministry of Fisheries says it closely monitors bottom trawling as part of a comprehensive fisheries management regime. In New Zealand, one of the ways this is achieved on land is by setting aside large areas as national parks, where activities such as intensive farming are not permitted. In the marine environment, the approach is no different. In 2007, the New Zealand government, with the support of the fishing industry, closed 1.1 million square kilometres of seabed to bottom trawling and dredging, which is close to a third of New Zealand's entire EEZ. The 17 separate closed areas, known as benthic protection areas or BPAs, mainly cover areas of New Zealand waters that have never been trawled. The seabed within these areas is largely in an untouched state and includes the full range of deep-sea underwater landscapes that occur across the EEZ. In addition to the BPAs, 18 areas around underwater seamounts and geysers have been closed to all types of trawling because of the unique marine life that is found there. Across New Zealand's EEZ, half of all known seamounts and all known active hydrothermal vents are closed to all trawling. In addition to the BPAs, the New Zealand Ministry of Fisheries says most of the New Zealand EEZ is deeper than 1,250 metres, and there is very little bottom trawling below that depth in New Zealand. Scientists have recently calculated that in excess of 91% of the New Zealand EEZ has never been bottom trawled. Finally, the New Zealand Ministry of Fisheries says it also regularly monitors where fishing vessels have operated and the type and quantity of marine species, such as corals and sponges, which are caught. New Zealand claims it is a world leader in successfully managing the effects that bottom trawling has on the seabed, closing one of the largest areas of marine space to bottom trawling in the world. Conservation groups are not happy with the New Zealand government, though. They say that the ban doesn't extend to all vulnerable ecosystems and that some of the areas covered have already been fished out or are too deep to bottom trawl anyway. Of course, one third protection that the New Zealand government is so proud of leaves the two thirds unprotected, and even if one third of a particular environment is protected, the damage inflicted in the other two thirds does have an impact on the rest. Conservation groups say the only real way to protect the seabeds is to ban bottom trawling altogether, and that if this means that consumers have to pay more for their fish, then this is a reasonable price to pay to preserve the underwater environment surrounding New Zealand. A final, less noticed effect, but extremely important nonetheless, is that small community economies are affected, as their fishermen's catch sizes are strongly affected by the enormous takes of industrial trawlers.